If this bill were a cat with 9 lives, right now it would be on life 5 or 6. Here's why. Earlier this session, the House overwhelmingly supported the legislation as a way to give police officers a new tool to enforce the existing ban on texting and driving. Law enforcement officials testified that when a driver is using a handheld electronic device, it's very difficult to determine if they're talking on the phone, texting, or changing songs on their portable music player. So this bill prohibits drivers from using any handheld device. The legislation was unanimously approved by the Senate Transportation Committee and was sent to the Judiciary Committee for its review. It soon became clear that the bill might never emerge from this panel because of the opposition of committee chairman Dick Sears. Then late last week, the House attached the ban to a bill that makes some key changes at the Department of Motor Vehicles. This legislation is considered to be, quote, a must-pass bill this session. So now the full Senate will decide if it wants to keep the handheld ban as part of the larger DMV bill. Senate Transportation Chairman Dick Mazza says it's critical to pass the ban this year.
There's no sense of having a ban on texting if you can't enforce it. And without a ban on handheld devices, you can't enforce texting. So the police want this bill badly. The public want this bill badly. And somehow some folks have ignored it.
And House Transportation Chairman Pat Brennan thinks there's a reasonable chance now that lawmakers will ban handheld devices this session.
I am still hopeful. Like I said, it's been many years in the making. This isn't our first day out with this bill. It's one I initially didn't support in previous years. But I, like Senator Mazza, I think have come full circle on this and am in full support of a cell phone handheld ban at this point.
The legislation does have a very powerful opponent. That's Governor Peter Shumlin, who could veto the bill if it reaches his desk.
My experience has been that it's very tough to legislate common sense, and that when states try, they usually don't succeed.
It's expected that this issue will come back before the full Senate in the next few days. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.